Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Bava Batra, Daf Kuf Ayin Bet at the Mishnah. Shnei Achin, Echad Ani v'Echad Ashir. V'niach lehen avihen merchatzu beit habad. Let's say two brothers inherit from their father. One of them is poor, one of them is rich. We'll see why that's important a little later on. And father left them, for instance, a bathhouse or an olive press. You know, the sort of things that could be used for personal use or could be used for simply for commerce. Asam the sachar lemsa. If father originally used them for renting out or for making money, then one brother can't force the other brother to use it for personal use, and rather the payments go to the fund. Asam latzmon. But if father used it for himself, the rich guy can say to the poor guy, go take some slaves and use the merchatz. Go get some olives and use them in the olive press. In other words, the rich guy can keep it as a personal use for them, even though the poor guy has no use for it whatsoever. And that's something parallel to this next case in the Mishnah. If you have two guys in one city, Shem Echad Yosef ben Shimon, Shem Echad Yosef ben Shimon. They both have the same name. Ein yochulin notzi shtar chov ze al ze. We're going to see dissenting opinions in the Braita. For right now, they cannot sue each other. In other words, they can't have a shtar chov on each other. V'lo acher yachol lotzi alein shtar chov. And nobody else could have a shtar chov on either one of them. In tzal achad ben shtarotav. If a guy found among his shtarot a thing that says, shtarosh shel Yosef ben Shimon parua, Yosef and Shimon's debt is paid off. Shtarot shnei pruin. Then both of them can claim they're paid off. Ketzad yasu. So what do you do in any of these situations? How do you solve this problem when a guy named Yosef and Shimon wants to borrow money from Yosef and Shimon, or somebody else wants to lend money to Yosef and Shimon? What do you do? Yishalshu. Put a third generation there. Yosef and Shimon ben Yaakov. Ve'im hayumashulashin. Let's say they have the odd coincidence of having all three generational names the same. Yichtuvu siman, let him put a siman, marker, the storekeeper, whatever. Vivayum sumanim, if they have the same one, yichtuvu kohen, let him write kohen, Levi Israel, some other identifier. Today this, of course, is far easier with all sorts of identity numbers and passport numbers and driver's license numbers, but in a smaller, earlier setting, we have to go this far. Okay, haushtar, there was a star, denafak levedina deravuna, it came to Ravdina, Ravuna's based in. The guy has a guy's name, and it said, I borrowed money from you. Didn't say who the you is. Mimcha could be anybody. It could be the head of the Reish Galuta, the exilarch. It could be the king. It could be anybody. Which means whoever's holding the star can come and claim he is the creditor and should be able to collect. Rav Chista, the rabbis, who said, Rav Chista, the younger student of colleague of Rav Huna, said to Rabba, who was a student, go investigate the matter. Tonight, Rav Huna is going to ask you about it. I know Rav Huna is going to ask you about it. Nafak dakva ashkach. He went and looked and investigated and found a breita, the Tanya, get sheyesh alav edim ve'in bo zman. If you have a get that has edim on it, there's no zman on the get. Abashal omer in katubo gerashti hayom kasher. If it says on the get, I divorced her today, then it's kasher. Alma hayom hayom adenafik pemashma. So therefore, hayom must mean the day in which it's presented. Achanami mimcha me'ugaver adenafik mitut yadei mashma. Therefore, mimcha means whoever's holding it, just like hayom means whatever day it comes out, which means that that supports Rav Huna that anybody could be holding this star and can collect. Maybe Abba Shoal. In other words, maybe Abba Shoal's statement about hayom doesn't really support Rav Huna's reading. Maybe Rabbi Abashoa holds like Rabbi Lazar, da Amar Edi Masira Karti, which had this recently. Right? That it's the Edi Masira that generate the get. Avalacha Lechu Shlinafila. But in our case, where there's a star that says, I borrowed from you, we should be Choshesh that this is a star halva that fell from the Malveh. Some other guy picked it up. He doesn't really deserve any money. He's coming to collect. Amar Lechu lo Chashinon. So Rabba said back to him, Abaye, we're not choshesh l'nefila, which means in general, when somebody's holding a star, we assume it's theirs, not that somebody else dropped it and they found it. How do I know that we're not choshesh l'nefila? Let's say you have two guys in one city. Here we go, our Mishnah. Shem echad Yosef et Shimon, Shem echad Yosef et Shimon. En echol hotzi shtar chov zel zeh. Achei echol hotzi alein shtar chov. What are the two limitations in our Mishnah? One is that they can't have a shtar chov on each other. And the other one is nobody else can have a shtar chov on them. What's the implication? Haheim al achrim yecholin. But one Yosef ben Shimon can't have a shtar against some other guy. Vamai. Leichush to Nefila. Why aren't we choshish to Nefila? Why aren't we concerned that maybe the other Yosef ben Shimon had this shtar? He lost it, and this guy picked it up and is using it. Allah Shwamin Alan Filo Khashina, Rabbi says the fact that a Yosef ben Shimon in the city can have a shtar and use it to get money from some other guy claiming that he's the Malveh, we're not choshish to Nefila, that it might have fallen from the other Yosef ben Shimon. So how does Abaye defend his position that we are choshish to Nefila? Think about the odds of a Yosef ben Shimon dropping a star and the other Yosef ben Shimon picking it up. That's not very likely. But Mimcha is wide open. So therefore, it could be that this guy dropped the star and another guy found it and is claiming he's the Mimcha. All right, now, we have our Mishnah. We now have this bright of El Hadatani, Kishem Shem Motzin Shtar Chob Zal Zeh. Kach Ein Motzin Al Acherim. This Brita says, Yosef ben Shimon basically can't do any business, meaning nobody else can have a shtar chov on them, and they can't have a shtar chov on anybody else, which sounds like a baye plus. My kamipalgi, so what's the difference between the Mishnah and this Brita? But otiot nikdon p'mesira kamipalgi. Go back to this issue about otiot nikdon p'mesira. Tana didan savar otiot nikdon p'mesira. Our Tana holds that otiot nikdon p'mesira, which means that if I'm holding the shtar, even if it wasn't originally mine, I was given it, and therefore I acquired the chov. The Tana Brasavar any old Mesira, the Tana of the Brighter holds Ain Otiot Nikon Mesira. Ibaitema, the other possibility is the Chuliyama Otiot Nikon Mesira. Everybody accepts the position. If somebody gave me the star, that means I get all of the rights along with it. Vahacha Batsarchla Viraya Kamepalgi. We'll see this machloket in a minute. Whether or not, when you're holding a star that wasn't originally yours, if you have to bring a raya, that you got it properly. Tanan Savar Ain Sarch Levi Raya. Our Tana holds you don't have to bring a Raya. Therefore, when you're holding the star, you can collect on it. The Tana Brasavar Tzarich Levi Raya. And the Tana of the Brita says you don't have to bring a Raya. And therefore, some other guy, Yosef ben Shimon, cannot go and sue another guy because he may have gotten it from the first Yosef ben Shimon, and now he's got to prove that it's really his. Deitmar, here we go. Otiot Nukumisira, Baya Mar Tzarich Levi Raya, Rav Amar Ain Sarch Levi Raya. Everybody agrees Otiot Nukumisira. The question is, do you have to prove that you got the star legitimately? So Arvai Menah Min Allah, and Abaye is going to now prove that you do have to bring a riot. Let's say you have one of the brothers of a father who died, and one of the brothers has a star chov that he's holding to go and collect the chov for himself, a chov that the father had lent out. Allah lavi raya, he must prove that father gave it to him. My love, Wadin Lachrini, doesn't this prove the same thing about just any guy? Rav Amar, Shani Achin. Rav says, no, the opposite. It's a unique case with the brothers. Deshamtu mihadadi. They hide things from each other. So therefore, it's more likely because they have access to each other's things. They're living together. One guy may have taken it from the rest and may claim it's his. Therefore, he's got to bring a raya, but not some guy in the street. Ika da Amri, there's another way of looking at this. Amar Rav Amar, Manami Allah. That Rav used the same bright, to prove his point that Eretz Yisrael v'Yiraya. Why? Tanya Chami Achin Shastar Chov Yotzei Mitachat Yado Alav V'Yiraya Achinu Nisham Tumi Adadi. It's only brothers that have to bring a raya, which is why the Brita used the example of brothers instead of just anybody. Well, Achrini Lo. So Abaye says Achinu Tzri Chalei. Says Adarabba. It's specifically the case of brothers. We had to point out that Tzri Chalei V'Yiraya. Why? Saul Kadaita Chamina, I might have thought to say, Kevin Hashem to me Adadi, Emamiz Dahir Zahiri. Since the brothers can take from each other and have access to each other's stuff, I might think they'd be extra careful not to let any of the other brothers get in. And therefore, if he's holding it, he must have gotten legitimately. Hello, Tzichlavi Raya doesn't have to bring a Raya. Kamashwani does have to bring a Raya. Certainly an outside guy, where I wouldn't be careful. If I didn't have any brothers around the house, I wouldn't be careful about it. So certainly if some outside guy comes, he has to bring a raya, but I would think that with brothers, I'd be very careful, and therefore, if he's holding it, it certainly is. Kamash Plani has to bring a raya. So both Abai and Rav use the same braita to support their position. Now, we have a third braita. In other words, we had our Mishnah. Then we had a braita which which limited the position of Yosef ben Shimon further than Mishnah, and said that they also cannot take out a shtar chov. And now we have the opposite kind of brayta. That Yosef ben Shimon not only can be creditors to others, they can be creditors to each other. So, but my can be palgi. What's the machloket between the Mishnah and this brayta? Because the shtar lova bisha in malve mova. This we saw in an earlier Mishnah. We said you can write a shtar for a lova without the malve there. But that's really subject to disagreement. Tana didan savar kotvin shtar lova bishen malvemo. Our Tana holds you can write the shtar for the lova without the malva there. What might happen? And that therefore he limits Yosef ben Shimon's ability to have a shtar chov on the other Yosef ben Shimon. Why? What might happen? Zinin do azal agabi safra resade. He'll take go to the sofa, go to Edim. Yamar lo kitvu lishtar divayin lemezaf mi Yosef ben Shimon chaveri. I want to borrow money. I'm going to be a lova. I'm going to want to borrow money from the other Yosef ben Shimon. And so write the shtar. Uvata dechat v'chad milei nekita lev yamar lei hav li me'ad yads for minei. Then he's going to turn around and say, I'm the Yosef ben Shimon who lent the money. So therefore, since he can do it on his own, since he can be write the shtar halva without the malva being there, he'll write it as a lova, and then he'll turn around and claim he's the malva and collect. Therefore, our Tana doesn't allow it. Tana brasa v'ein kotvin shtar lova at shei malve mo. The Tana of the Brayta says you do not write a shtar for the lova unless the malva is there. And therefore, there's no problem, because if the two of them show up together and say, I'm borrowing money from him, well, we'll write the shtar, we'll give it to the malva, there's no problem. Okay, the Mishnah then said that if you find among somebody's shtarot a piece of paper that says, Yosef and Shimon shtar is paid off, they're both paid off. Now, shtarot shneim parayash. Time of the shtar, and nimsa lachem shtar tavshar, so Yosef and Shimon paru, shtarot shneim paruin. Time of the nimsa, that's only because you found the shovar. Halo nimsa matzi mapik. What, if you don't find the shovar, then you could go collect from Yosef and Shimon? Didn't we just say in the Mishnah nobody else can come after them as long as the names are the same and are not distinguished in any way? Nobody else can come after them, because each Yosef and Shimon could say, that's not me, that's the other guy. So why does the shover help at all? Even without the shover, they couldn't collect from them. So we have several answers. We're talking about a case where in the Shtar Chov, the names have three generations, so there's a marker, there's an identifier. So why don't we look at the shofar there and see which third generation is there? So we have a solution. And this is really a pretty reasonable situation. That the shtar itself says Yosef and Shimon ben Avram, and the other one is Yosef and Shimon ben Moshe, and the shofar, so therefore the shtarot would be collectible. But the shofar itself says Yosef and Shimon. It doesn't tell us which one. Therefore, each one could say, that's me. You found the shofar, they're both off the hook. Abaya Amar Achikamar, he said it's different. In Salalova Ben Shtarotav Shtaroso Yosef Ben Shimon Alai Parua, what it means is that if a Love finds among his Shtarot a document that says, Yosef Ben Shimon has a Shtar against me, and it's paid off, Shtarot Shneim Peruin, then neither Yosef Ben Shimon can collect from him. This now turns things inside out and really hurts Yosef Ben Shimon. Okay, Ketzad Yasu, the mission says Yishalshu. Yeah, right, the solution is to put a third generation or simon or coin. So if they're both kohanim, what do you do? Yosef ben Shimon ben Avram ben Moshe ben Aaron a coin. Now forever, you have to go back to make sure it's a distinct name. Okay, this little Mishnah here, we'll take a look at. Ha'omer livno, a man says on his deathbed to his son, Shtar ben Shtarotai parua v'eni yodea ezehu. One of my shtarot is paid off. It's very similar to what we just saw. One of my shtarot is paid off. I don't know which one. And then he dies. Shtarot kulan pruin. The guy can't collect on any of them. Salachad shem sham shnayim. Let's say there's one borrower who has two shtarot there. Hagadol parua. Then the bigger debt is paid off. Hakatanim parua. You can collect the smaller debt. Because only one shtar is paid off. So if every shtar is for a different person, every person can say that's mine. But if it's the two of them are on the same person, or even more, then the most he could say is the biggest amount is mine. But the rest he has to pay. Okay, Amarava. Shtar lecha biyadi parua. If a guy says, I have a shtar of yours in my hand, it's paid off, hagadol parua. Let's say it turns out he has several. We say the biggest one's paid off. Katan no parua, not the smaller one. Chov lecha biyadi parua, but you have a debt to me and it's paid off. Shtarot kulan parua, and then they're all paid off. Because he's now not talking about a specific shtar, he's talking about the general debt. So Amar Ravina the Rava. Ravina turned to Rava and he tried a reductio on it. Alamiata sadim mechura alacha, sadeg dola mechura lo. If a guy says, my field is sold to you, we don't say which one, so we'll say it's the biggest one. Sadeh sheyeshli mechura alacha, but any field that I have is sold to you, kol stotam mechurin lo, they're all sold to him. So the answer is no. Hatam yad bala shtar ala tachtona. The rule in general is, yad bala shtar ala tachtona. So therefore, when you have several shtarot with the same guy, and the guy says that the shtar is paid off, okay, so you get the biggest one paid off. But when it comes to, let's say, land, you've got to prove which field it is that you bought. And so yad bala shtar ala tachtona, you don't automatically get all of them. As opposed to the lashon that he said earlier, chov lecha biyadi parua, that's a different story. That means that whatever debt you have is paid off to me. Okay, we'll pause at this point. Pick it up in the next podcast on Daf Kuf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph as we move rather quickly towards the end of the 10th parak, the end of Masechet Baba Batra, and the end of Masechet Nezikin. Everybody should have a wonderful day.